Now, a nationally acclaimed poet is helping the Cambridge University Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust to go beyond the mask and ask what the public thinks about its nurses and midwives during the coronavirus epidemic. I'm joined on the line by the head of arts at Addenbrooke Hospital, Natalie Ellis. Hi, Natalie.
Hi there.
Hi, so tell us about this whole idea of what's going on beyond the mask.
Yeah, so well, to start with, this year, 2020, is International Year of the Nurse and Midwife. And we at the hospital had a whole year of events and activities planned to mark the special year, which also coincides with Florence Nightingale's 200th birthday. So a really important one for our for our workforce. Obviously, with the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of those things that would have happened in the hospital with us all together can't. So we instead are running various things virtually. And in the arts team, we took the opportunity to really capture the love, the acknowledgement that we're really feeling from the wider community, from those people in Cambridge who have been, you know, sharing how much they care for our nurses and our doctors and everybody that's working at Addenbrooke's and the Rosie. So this is an opportunity to go beyond that, really, and for people to be able to contribute their words that reflect how they feel about the nurses and midwives they've had contact with and that they know. And we, I say we, Sean Borrowdale, our poet, our guiding poet, will weave them all into a wonderful poem that has all of our voices. So it's really a way to kind of bring our voices together at this time, which is obviously something that is good to do and find other ways to connect.
Right, so this is the good bit, because when you talk about poems and things like that, people instantly think, but I'm not a poet, I can't do it, you know, I don't know whether to do a couplet or whatever. And what you're saying is, no, just do it your own way, and Sean, because he knows what he's doing, will make it into the finished product. Is that right?
Absolutely. So whatever you want to contribute is good enough. It's about people being able to express themselves in their own voice in whichever way. So you might just have a few words that you think represent how you feel, or you might have, you know, a whole polished poem, and that's also fine. I think what Sean Borrowdale, who is an acclaimed poet, we're really lucky to have him helping with us, he's worked with hospitals before, what Sean will do and what he's excited about is listening to all those voices and finding themes and ways in which we can connect those up to present a finished piece which will be gifted back to our hospital and our nurses and midwives. So absolutely, if you've never written a poem before, now is the time. I think that's the point. This is absolutely for everybody.
All right. And so what are we looking for here? Are we looking for, I know you're saying, look, you know, you can say it in your own words. Are we talking about, you know, it could be a sizable piece or realistically a couple of dozen words type stuff?
So we've had both of those submitted so far. We've had full poems. We've also had some really great contributions on social media where people are just dropping in words they feel represent nurses and midwives. So we're simply asking people to write down how they feel. If they feel they can put it in a poem, fantastic, but if not, don't worry, and send it in to us. So this is really just a way to express your acknowledgement in writing. There are people out there who really enjoy expressing themselves in writing, and actually we're finding it a really cathartic way to get how you feel onto paper. So it's also a really nice thing to do for yourself.
It's especially given all this, you know, we've had the NHS front and centre of our vision for the past, 11, 12, 13 weeks. And I guess for a lot of people, you know, the whole clapping for carers bit and everything, people do want to say, even if you've actually, I've been very lucky, haven't had to go near a doctor or the NHS so far. But that doesn't mean to say I'm not really appreciative of the fact that there are people out there doing what they're doing and making sure everyone's safe. So it is a great opportunity for people to say in a different way, thank you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think, we felt so much of that over the last 10 weeks, and that's been expressed in so many different ways. But actually, this is about not just now, it's about how we feel always about those people that look after us. It's about what happens next. I think in the early days of the lockdown, we were in a real kind of crisis moment as a nation, and there was a huge amount of kind of showing that thanks and gratitude in different ways, maybe painting rainbows, maybe sending in food and treats for our staff. All of that has been really well received. But actually, I think what we want to be able to do is to capture this time in poetry, in art forms, which we can then have and display on our wall at the hospital, so that those who walk by it will see it and will be reminded, for years to come. I think it's really just, a heightened opportunity for those feelings to be captured,
Excellent.
and for us to all come
Excellent.
together.
Excellent. Now, I'm assuming that you don't have to have been to Addenbrookes to take part, that this is open to the public in general. What about an age range?
Oh, I would love the age range to be as wide as possible.
Excellent.
I think that's a really good thing to mention. I think obviously we're expecting contributions from adults, from those who've been patients, from those who see Addenbrookes and the Rosie as their local hospitals. But also this is something that young people can do, that children can do. So the younger the better and the older the better. We just want to have a really nice representation of our community and the public. We will also be encouraging staff to get involved. We're already having contributions from staff who are themselves reflecting on it. So yeah, the more the merrier. That's what this is all about.
All right, and if people want to send in a contribution, how do they do that?
They have until Sunday the 20th of June, so there's a good 18 days to go, and they can send them in via email to our team, and the email address to use is art@addenbrookes.nhs.uk. And they can follow us on Facebook, just search for CUH, that's Cambridge University Hospitals Arts, CUH Arts, and do the same on Twitter, and you will get lots of updates. There's loads of resources that we're putting out there from Sean. He's creating loads of video so that you can be guided by him. If you've never done this before, or if you love poetry and you're really experienced, there's something there for all of us. So do check out those resources.
And is Sean ready for the deluge that is clearly going to hit? I mean, has he bitten off more than he can chew, do you think?
The honest answer is I don't know. I hope he is. He responds with glee every time I send something through. I think what could be better if you're a poet than like the gift of poetry from those out there? It's a joy for him. I'm sure he would say so. I just can't wait to see what becomes of this. I'm sure I can pop back on when we've got it, or maybe Sean can join you to read it to you. But yeah, let's hope he's ready for those words from those people of Cambridge. I'm sure they will impress him.
That would be absolutely lovely if we could get it read on air. That would be superb. So let's book and pencil that date in. I'm guessing, if entries close on the 20th of June, is there a time limit after that where he's got to produce the work by?
Oh yeah. All artists have deadlines. So he will have a deadline. He will have a few weeks to really work on those. I think it's important he has the time that he needs, because I'm expecting
Sure.
lots of people will contribute. So yeah, sometime in July we will set a date for the reveal. And as I say, once we're all back in the hospital, this poem will absolutely be represented as part of our art gallery, which is in the centre of Addenbrookes. So some people might know it already. We do have poetry up, so this one will go out somewhere prominent, very proudly, when the time is right. I do just want to say thank you to Addenbrookes Charitable Trust, our brilliant hospital charity, who have been raising so much for this time, because they are supporting us to run this project. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks to everybody up there at Addenbrookes for keeping us all safe throughout all this. It's been an amazing job that you continue to all do. So you know you do a great job, but you know that the whole of Cambridge loves you. And keep us posted on this, Natalie. We can't wait to hear the finished result.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.